Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Hey!
Shut up.
Jinx. Good. Jinx, you owe me a Diet Pepsi. All right. We're back for more. Last week was probably my favorite episode. I wish we could do it every week.
It was so fun.
Women can be shitty too.
Well, sometimes.
Not these ones.
Oh, it's a different tone than you guys took last week. Not sure which one's accurate.
Oh.
Little story recap. First, we had my story, which was the high school game of Truth or Dare.
Oh, yeah.
The girl lays a kiss on the little brother, and he did not like it.
That was sad.
Zero consent.
Poor little fella. He's in therapy right now.
Probably.
So after that story was your story. The neglected housewife sneaks off with Jake at the family party.
Oh. Jakey Poo.
Jake gives her the business, and we don't know if that was the right thing to do. It's probably not.
Whose story was that?
Mine.
That was Wits.
Okay.
Story three was the guy that uncovered that his fiance was a bully to his ex-girlfriend. Oh. Fat shaming, and he was mad that she wasn't in her social circle.
Yeah, that was
she was poor. I hate when people look down on poor people.
Me too. Poor people, honestly. We...
Poor
people.
We are poor.
Poor people.
Let's unite.
We are poor people.
Let's have a party.
You know, we're changing the podcast to poor people. The poor people pod.
Don't bully us.
Hey, someone's for sure going to take that. Well, way to go.
Trademark, patent,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, and then the last story was Littlefoot's over there. The guy finds out that his wife is cheating on him while he's overseas serving our country.
Yes.
That's messed up.
You remember that?
Poor soldier.
I forgot. Yeah, I remember.
Custody battle and all of it. She was like expecting to have the kids 70% of the time, and homeboy's just hanging out at the house while the soldier's like fighting for our freedom. Which one was the fake? What do you guys think?
Oh.
I think I...
Whitney.
What?
I think I guessed last week, and I guessed right.
Who was it?
That'd be a first.
I'm trying to think of who I guessed. It was Winnie. Like, was it Winnie that I guessed? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Wow. Am I getting all of you guys voting for me, actually?
I did initially vote Joe.
Okay.
But you.
Okay, well, you guys are going to be super disappointed to know that I...
Wait.
What?
No, go ahead.
I was the fake, and you should be so proud of yourselves.
Nice work. Nice work.
That's great.
I didn't trick any of y'all. I am really, really looking forward to this week. What is this week all about, Joe?
This week, we diving in to Game Changers, Tales from the Youth Sports Field/Court.
Oh.
Game Changers, baby. Let's
game
go.
Game Changers, and so it's youth sports.
Youth sports, oh, crazy stories.
Good, crazy.
The bad, the ugly.
Oh, everything.
Oh,
that's what our therapist says to us.
Yeah, that's true. Is
the
that
good,
what she
bad
said?
Bad and ugly?
The that good, that's, you? Yes. That, yeah. Yep. It sounded a little bit better when you said it. No offense.
Here we go. We're going to have Joe start off for us because he is the GOAT and he loves sports.
You guys sit back. I'm going to start us off.
Wow.
Wow. Joe taking charge.
Why don't you just...
Are we just same?
Let me in here. Today I effed up by making a bad call at first, which led to a massive fight, cops and ambulances, and the tournament getting canceled.
Holy crap.
Just a little fiasco at the sports complex. All right. Like most of the TIFUs, aka Today I Effed Up, this didn't happen today. I was watching some baseball and got a flashback to something that happened to me many, many years ago. I quit playing baseball, but I wanted to be around the game on some level, so I thought I would give umpiring a shot. It's easy, right? The league has me do some initial paperwork, watch some film, do a quiz, interview, etc. No big deal. I do well, and the head umpire tells me that there's going to be a T-ball game, and I should show up there to start my hands on training. It's slow. Nobody keeps score. If I screw it up, it doesn't matter at all. I show up a bit earlier, and there's an all-star tournament, 13 to 14-year-old kids going on, so I decide to watch a game to kill some time. The umpire there is all by himself, and he's stalling a bit to see if his other umpires will show up. Parents are going crazy. Umpire then spots me in my brand new uniform, calls me over and begs me to help him. I explain that I really don't know what I'm doing since I'm training, and he tells me it's okay since his other umpire should be showing up and he only wants another set of eyes mostly. I'm like, F it, YOLO, I got this. Things go pretty smoothly, nothing crazy happens for a while, then we get to the last inning. One of the players lays down a beautiful bunt, the catcher throws it to first and just barely gets the runner out. Easy enough call. The coach of the team that got called out goes up to the umpire screaming that the first baseman's foot wasn't touching the bag, so he should be safe. Other parents from that team start yelling at us because they also agree with the coach. The other team's parents start arguing with those parents. The umpire then decides to throw out that coach. That's when shit went down. The coach goes crazy, leaves the field, says something to one of the parents. That parent doesn't like it, so he punches the coach in the mouth and knocks him the F out. Other parents notice, and now everyone wants to throw punches. Basically, it got into full-on riot mode. Cops got called out, umpire calls the game off, the tournament got canceled, ambulances take a few people to the hospital. I think 4 people got arrested. It gets on the local news, even got a few mentions in the national news, if I'm not mistaken. I found a link to an old newspaper article talking about the incident. I would show you guys, but it has my name, and I really don't feel like connecting my name to my account. He has a funny name. His account name is Ian is my cousin. So search it up if you want to see this story. Did I make the right call? I'm pretty sure that I did, but the reality is that in my inexperience, I wasn't in the best position to see all the moving parts. This little incident led to a lot of changes. Games wouldn't start without a full crew, had more in-depth training before allowing anybody to be an umpire, had more security / cops on hand when there was a tournament, had a few umpires on standby, etc. I never umped another game again.
Aww. He got fired, or he was like, no.
Trauma.
Just trauma. And he
said,
like,
I'm good. I will do anything else but that.
Here's my uniform.
Uh-huh.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's really sad. How old was he again?
He doesn't say his age because it's a today I effed up.
Oh, okay.
And he said it was many moons ago. It sounds like he was he had just finished playing baseball. He's probably a college age kid because he maybe played in high school.
Yeah.
And when he was done playing, he wanted to be around the game still. That's why he decided to be an ump. This was literally the first time that he was supposed to go out for training. He's waiting for his little t-ball match to start. He's in fresh from played against sports, the umpire uniform. It's brand new. He's just sitting on the side. He gets roped into a super competitive game.
Oh my gosh.
That's That's the stuff of nightmares. I would have said no.
Yeah.
Be like, yes. Sorry, I don't know well enough what I'm doing. I watch sports, religiously.
Yeah.
And I know when somebody's out, all that, but just, the nerves of it, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard. I feel like I would. I'm picturing me at a volleyball tournament and, them... he basically was kind of forced into it. No, it's fine. I just needed an extra set of eyes. It's no big deal. He totally downplayed it and said the other ump's coming, in no time. So, to me, if I'm hearing that, it's kind of okay, I'll go ref for a second.
Yeah.
In volleyball, and then that happening, I would be traumatized.
Just teeth getting knocked out.
It's terrible.
People leaving on a stretcher.
Did anyone try and attack him?
No.
Okay.
Nope. So, that part I didn't totally understand because he...
Right.
It seemed like the other umpire, he made the call, but the other umpire was the one that was, in the thick of it with the parents.
Yeah, he was getting all the heat.
At least he stuck up for him then, because it sounds like he probably stepped in to be nah.
Yeah, no, his foot was on the bag, he's out.
Yeah.
But that's that's a cutthroat world. 13 to 14-year-old, all-star baseball.
No.
Did you play?
Watching. At that age, yeah, it's intense. Mm-hmm.
You make me nervous. When our daughter is playing sports, you're going to be the parent that's dude, that was in. Are you stupid?
Yeah, I'm going to be intense.
I'm just
super competitive and fiery. But I don't think I'm going to knock anyone out. But never say never.
Oh, if I'm there, I'll hold you back.
Don't worry. He won't let you.
Unless it's me. Unless you swing on me, then.
Yeah, you're going to kick me out.
I'll be there.
You're like, Whitney, go sit in the car. You need to cool off. Oh, I can't. I'm nervous about that. I think The best option for my daughter to play is golf.
I literally want her to just be a baseball fan and just watch baseball with me.
No, she needs to play a sport.
She can play golf.
Am I the asshole for ejecting a coach during a youth baseball game and calling the cops on him? I, 32M, have been umpiring youth baseball for about 5 years. I do it because I love the game and enjoy being part of the kids' experience, but this weekend was something else. I was working a 10-under game, kids aged 9 to 10, and everything was going smoothly. The kids were having fun, parents were cheering, and the game was close. Then, in the third inning, things went off the rails. Thanks to this one coach, we'll call him Coach Steve. One of Steve's players slides into second and the kid is obviously safe, no question. But he limps a little when he stands up, and suddenly Steve starts to lose his mind, screaming that the second baseman blocked the bag and made a dirty play. I didn't see any obstruction. The second baseman had his foot on the side of the base, but it was a clean play. I calmly explained what I saw, but Steve wasn't having it. He starts yelling about how I don't know the rules and how I'm putting these kids in danger. Dude, it's 10-year-olds playing baseball. I tried to stay calm and asked him to drop it, saying we could talk after the inning, but he kept screaming in my face, accusing me of bias. His team was losing. I finally hit my limit. I told him that he had to calm down or he was gone. Of course, that made him explode even more, calling me every name in the book. So I ejected him, told him to leave the field or the game wouldn't continue. Steve, in front of the kids and parents, storms off, but not before knocking over a row of water bottles and continuing to scream about how I was ruining the game.
No, I already acted it out.
Dude, we are on one right now. We are the same.
Oh.
I thought that was the end of it, but nope. After the game, I'm walking to my car when I see Steve waiting for me in the parking lot. He comes charging over, still yelling.
No.
He's going off about how I embarrassed him and have no idea what I've done. He even gets up in my face again, threatening me, saying he was going to knock me out. This is in a crowded parking lot, mind you, with parents and kids still around. At this point, I tell him he needs to back the freak up. But he just keeps escalating. So I get in my car and try to leave, but Steve, grown ass Steve, starts following me in his car. I'm driving through this suburban neighborhood and this guy is tailing me, flashing his lights and honking. I swear it was like something out of a movie. I didn't want to drive home with him following me. So I called the cops and then pulled into a gas station, expecting to go toes with this psycho. Thankfully, the cops arrived before a physical altercation began. The cops tried to talk him off the ledge for quite some time and then finally told him to leave or he would face charges. Now, here's the kicker. Some of the parents who saw part of this, by the way, are saying I overreacted by calling the cops and that Steve's just really passionate about baseball. They're acting like I escalated things too far and I could have just let him blow off steam. I'm hesitant for next weekend knowing I will be seeing those parents and Coach Steve again while umpiring. Am I the asshole for ejecting the coach and calling the cops on him after he tried following me home? Or should I have let him cool down in his own time?
Definitely not the asshole, but also where my mind goes, because Steve sounds like a pure psychopath, this dude must have like a serious attitude while he's umpiring. You know what I mean? Like, right. There's those times where like the umpire is yes. like a little too like about his business. Coffee. A little too cocky, and it's kind of like, hey, how about y'all shut up, because I'm the ump.
Yeah.
I'm the authority here. I don't know, because I don't know why Steve would be losing his marbles so freaking bad if the guy's just like, hey, you're losing it for no reason. You're out of here.
Yeah, and plus the parents, a lot of them were like on Steve's side, so it could have been like he was making biased calls over and over and over again during the game and being a jerk throughout the whole game.
Yeah, maybe he's just a bad ump, too.
Or that guy is just looking to be mad at somebody that day.
Yeah, maybe following him for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, he definitely took it overboard.
I mean, I've been in road rage incidents where, like, a big Tongan guy wants to follow me home, but that's a little different.
Yeah, tell him what happened.
I mean, I'm not going to get into it too much, but, like, a little road rage incident, driving with the family, and
our newborn.
She's a couple months old, and this is bad. He cuts me off. I'm upset. I go up next to him. I look over, and he is huge. Like, he's Polly, and he doesn't have a neck. I rolled my window down to tell him that he needs to learn how to drive. And as soon as he rolled his down, because they're like limo tint, this big lifted truck, He looks at me and he's like, you want some of this? You want some of this? Get out.
Oh, no.
I was like, window up, accelerator on. I'll see you later, sir. Just learn how to drive. Don't eat me.
You want some of this?
Like, no, I don't.
No, sir.
And I would like to edit that story. The dude actually got out of his car. And I was yelling because Joe rolled my window down because he was on my side.
Oh.
And I was yelling, we have a newborn. We have a newborn. And he got out of his car. He stepped halfway out. And I was like, oh, this guy's going to kill Joe. And you literally were like, don't eat me. And you rolled my window up and you drove off.
Didn't I say something about learn how to drive, or am I imagining that?
I'm sure you did, babe. You definitely stuck up for yourself.
Oh, no. I was out of there, bro. No. That guy was huge.
Oh, man.
It was the biggest dude I've ever seen. I was like, oh, my gosh. Wow. He was huge, and he wanted to fight. Like, he was like, like the guy that he's so big, he can kill anyone. So he'll take on anything, any chance he can get to kill someone, he's taking it.
And listen, I could hold my own, but I ain't no dummy, okay? This guy was huge, and I wasn't trying to die in front of my wife, so.
By his pinky.
Oh, chill with the disrespect.
The little boing.
I mean,
I'm like, no. We have a newborn.
What about the baby?
I just kept saying that, sir. Don't, we have a newborn in the car. We have a newborn. He just completely ignored me. He did not give a crap. Baby on board. Baby on board.
Like, yeah, the next step would have been for me to get out of the car, not for him to just climb in and go for a ride with us.
Right, he'd get stuck before he could,
yeah,
he
would
get in.
In the Jetta, the dude had no shot.
He had no shot.
The dude was like freaking Bowser from Mario. That's what he looked like.
How should leagues handle coaches or parents who escalate situations like this during youth sports? Should there be stricter consequences for their behavior?
I say throw them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like a zero tolerance, because I know me as a parent, when I go to my kids' games, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to care and stuff, but I'm also going to be like, I understand that this is youth sports. These are kids.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen like Bodie play basketball?
I've seen him play soccer.
Oh yeah, you were on your mission. So yeah, seeing those kids, some of the parents will chatter a little bit to the umps or like to the refs. It's not that serious.
Right.
Yeah,
kick them out.
But when you're older, these are 9 and 10-year-olds. These aren't 6-year-olds like Bodie. It does get a little more intense.
Hey, he's 8.
Sorry, buddy. Especially with baseball. I feel like baseball's so competitive, though. And I feel like umps make way more mistakes than any other ref in sports.
They have nothing to help them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But... And I'm not talking about, like, professionally. I'm talking about, like, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, this, like mine, the 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
That is highly competitive, so you kind of have to allow for some passion to be there.
Yeah.
But I would say when it crosses any physical line or, like, name-calling, insulting, that's... They're out.
But do you think ejecting someone is either going to calm the situation or just escalate it to even more of an intense situation?
But the thing is, that person's going to be mad the whole time either way.
Regardless, yeah.
So it really doesn't matter. So it's either having them there and them being pissed, or them being gone and they're pissed.
And then following you in the parking lot.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but...
Only Coach Steve does that,
only
though.
Coach Steve, you psycho.
Seriously.
But I don't know. I think, I mean, well, like, they, in Joe's story, they, like, made sure they had extra... Like, had, like, some cops, like, on hand, or, like, if something, like, came to that. So, that might be smart, I guess.
Yeah.
For a tournament, yeah, that's a good,
yeah.
Good idea.
I was thinking, too, because when I read this story, I was like, I wonder if Coach Steve is more mad about, like, defending his player that was hurt because second base was, like, blocking, or if he was just more mad because their team was losing.
Yeah, well, he's probably both.
Combination of both, maybe.
Probably both, because you know that there's dudes out there that just, like, they wear it as it's their own, like, it's on them if their team sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, that is my story. I literally couldn't believe it after I read this. I was like, that is crazy. I've coached volleyball and I can't imagine like a pissed off parent following me in the parking lot and like following me literally to trying to like follow me home or until they could like get me to stop.
Right.
Having to call the cops on them, that's traumatizing.
You better call me if that happens and I'll roll up there as long as it's not a big Tongan guy.
As long as it's not that man.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law is pissed at my husband and I because we didn't attend any of my nephew's soccer games. My 27 female sister-in-law, me 32 female, is angry that we did not attend any of her son's 7 male soccer games this summer. She is threatening to not let us see her children in the future because we apparently did not support her kids. Yikes. At the beginning of June, my sister-in-law sent my husband and I our nephew's soccer schedule. We never once said we were coming to any of the games. They were on Tuesday and Thursdays at 6 p.m. in June and July. We live 45 minutes from the soccer field and work 9 to 5s. Sometimes we both work a little later if needed. Technically, we could have likely made it to at least one game, but quite honestly, we did not want to go. We are intentionally child-free at this point in our lives, and we use time after work to cook dinner, exercise, walk the dog, do chores, pursue hobbies, etc. I think this is where we may be assholes, because we definitely could have made time for at least one game. We generally see our nieces and nephews once a month, and we are very engaged when we are with them. We care about them greatly, but simply do not want to attend sporting events on weeknights. My question is this: what are the expectations for aunts and uncles attending their niece and nephew's sporting events? For me personally, my aunts and uncles never attended sporting events for me as a child. I would never expect anyone to come to my kids' sporting events. Apparently, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law had unspoken expectations that we had to attend at least one of their kids' soccer games. Am I the asshole for not attending one of my nephew's soccer games this summer?
Okay, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm not the right person to ask because I love going to my nieces and nephews' stuff.
Right.
Especially before I had a kid. We were going to so many. Oh, it was like a full-time job. We were going all the time. Like, literally all the time.
Guys, sorry. Let's toot our own horn here.
Yeah.
We left our house at 3:30 a.m. to get to Boston's basketball game that started at 8 a.m. in Sholo. But we left that early just to go to the game.
That's dedication. That's great.
Yeah, and we would drive to Queen Creek all the time for Paisley or Bodie's.
It's true.
Yeah, we've done a lot. We were the best aunt and uncle ever.
So here's the thing about expectations. Don't have them. Yeah. It's great to go. If you can go, go. Go support your family. Go support your niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's great. When you as the parent expect people to like change their lives for your children, you got it wrong. Period.
Well, and it was never communicated. Like, they were, you know, like, I mean, I guess the same thing as what you're saying, but they had these unspoken expectations for them that, like, nobody knew about, and then they were, like, super mad about it. And I think it's a little excessive to, like, refuse them seeing the nieces and nephews, like, so after sad. This. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's sad.
And given the circumstances, too, like, they work 9 to 5, they're 45 minutes from the soccer field, and the games start at 6.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they stay later sometimes.
They're definitely not the assholes.
No. One comment said, a big match like a playoff or a cup final, I'd go. Otherwise, no. Parents are expected to show up to their kids' games, not the entire extended family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's funny that she, like, mentions, but quite honestly, we do not want to go. We're intentionally child-free at this point in our lives. I'm like, period.
Yeah.
We don't want to be running around to all the things because we obviously don't have kids right now for a reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We want to enjoy our freedom, I guess.
But also, like, I'm sorry. She's kind of a crappy aunt. I mean,
in that part.
But I got to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she does do, like, family dinners and she plays with them. And, like, maybe she is involved in the niece and nephew's life.
You want to get into a whole other argument? What if somebody doesn't want to have kids and their sibling does have kids? Like, if they truly don't want kids, they don't care, then, like, does that make them a bad person?
No.
If so, she's saying, we're intentionally kid-free. I don't want to deal with your kid shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about the game. I don't care about the birthday. Like, I don't want kids. I don't care about kids. I'm just an adult in my adult life. And I'm just want to eat dinner and watch The Office and go to sleep.
If that's like my only sibling and they aren't really, they have zero desire to like have a relationship with my kids, I honestly, that would hurt. That would hurt me.
That's a weird thing because I can't relate not wanting kids, right? Mm-hmm. But like there's people out there that don't want kids. Yeah. So what is their normal aunt, uncle relationship supposed to look like? Like if they don't want them themselves, do they, like, are they supposed to have an interest in the kids that are in their family, or are they allowed to be like, hands off, I'm not a kid person?
Well, and she even says that they see their nieces and nephews once a month, usually, and they're very engaged when they're with them. We care about them greatly, but simply do not want to attend sporting events on weeknights. Oh, like, that's just okay. It. Like, yeah. They love them. They are engaged with them when they do see them, but they just don't want to drive 45 minutes to a soccer game on a weeknight.
No, that's totally fair. Yeah, that's definitely valid.
Am I the asshole for telling my son baseball is a waste of time? Me, 37M, and my son, 6M, started showing interest in playing baseball. So I decided to sign him up for this little league. Despite his genuine enthusiasm, my son struggled to excel in the sport. His skills didn't match his enthusiasm, and I found myself growing frustrated during the practice sessions. One day, after another disappointing practice, I might have made a mistake. I sat down with my son and expressed my doubts about whether baseball was the right activity for him. I mentioned that maybe he should explore a different one, where he could both excel and have fun. To my surprise, my son's face fell. He tearfully confessed that he loved baseball and he doesn't want to quit. He begged me not to let him continue playing. When my wife found out about this, she was angry. She said that what I did was shitty, and said that I shouldn't expect a six-year-old to be a pro athlete. And then he says those were never the expectations I had for him. Now she low-key did leave me feeling like the worst father in the world. I never meant to hurt my son or destroy his love/passion for baseball. Am I the asshole?
Yes! That makes me so sad. He's six. He's gonna suck. And this dude is literally just projecting his insecurity of him not being good enough on his son. F him. F what he did. That was so shitty. And he needs to literally have a grown-ass conversation with this kid again and tell him that he is so sorry and that he was wrong and that he can do anything that he puts his mind to.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so heated up.
At first, I was like, F this dad. What an a-hole.
Like I just did.
Like, literally, like what you just did. But at the end of the story, something occurred to me.
Okay. Oh.
You know, us males.
Yes.
We can be stupid sometimes. Like, we can react in the moment and say something that is not smart.
So glad you're realizing this.
Yeah. So I'm owning it like I do every single day. But really, the way that he was like sounding like he was actually really sad towards the end, and his wife made him feel like he was a shitty dad. It's like, yeah, well, you kind of deserve that. But then also, if I put myself in his shoes, I'm like, if you didn't mean to hurt your kid's feelings, you just kind of said something stupid. Mm-hmm. I think you have a conversation with the kid. I think there's power in being like, hey, what dad said, that wasn't very cool of me. I hope you enjoy playing baseball, and I'm going to take you to every practice.
Aww.
Like, I got you if you want to learn how to play this game. Not for me, because I suck at it. Him, probably. Not me.
No, I totally agree with that. And I think in his defense as well, he was like, to my surprise, my kid's face fell, and he said that he loved baseball. So he probably had the impression like, oh, he sucks at it. He probably hates doing this. Yeah. So he's kind of giving him an out. He probably didn't know that his kid liked it so much, you know, and like that's why he was so surprised. So I definitely get where Joe's coming from. Men are stupid. And and you know what? He probably didn't know fully that his kid like absolutely loved baseball and like really wanted to do it.
The title makes it seem like he's definitely the asshole.
Right.
For telling my six-year-old that baseball is a waste of time.
There's a comment. This one's pretty funny. He says, I think the best thing he could do at this stage is find his son a proper father figure.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Jeez.
That would hurt as the OP reading that comment.
And then there's another one that says, if he can step up to be that proper father figure, that would be best. If he can even salvage the relationship after being so horrible.
Oh.
I love when there's a real person on Reddit that's like, hey, maybe we don't need to chop the guy's head off and like put him on a skewer. Like, maybe he can just learn to be a better dad.
Right.
Maybe he can just correct the wrong. He doesn't need to go and like give his son up for adoption because
leave his wife, let her find a new man.
Yeah, like the impulse. Do you want to be done with baseball? Like, screw you, Dad. You're a piece of shit.
Dad, that was mean.
I feel like I would do something like this, though.
You would.
It's like my kid.
You're like, so you're not good enough at this point now, so let's move on.
Working. I don't know.
This isn't working for me. I hate watching you. You look like you're having a horrible time. Like, let's just get rid of this.
Like, Jerry and Gary and Larry are way better than you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go be their dad.
Jerry, Gary, and Larry? Were those, like, the umpires?
They're stooges.
There's no way those were the six-year-olds.
You never know.
Yeah, more like Micah and...
Like, Tyka and Psyka.
Oh, my gosh. You dumbass kid. How'd you strike out in T-ball? You're going home. You're going to play soccer.
Please not soccer.
You're going home. You're going to wrestle.
Wrestle.
You're going to fight MMA.
There we go. Oh.
Jiu-jitsu.
Shut up.
You guys are the same. That was a fun episode.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Game changers, youth sports. Appreciate you guys following along. Let us know which story you think is fake. And also, something that I wanted to put out there for the listeners. If you have any stories that are similar to these, if you want to contribute your stories, send them to us.
Yes.
Our email is internetfrenzy@gmail.com. If you email us a story, like a youth sports story, we will read it in our intro next week.
Yes. Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, I think Joe's the fake.
Excuse me. You think I'm fake?
I think you're the fake.
That's so fitting for you to say that because... Your story was so similar to mine.
Marley's story was really good, but it does sound realistic.
Another reason why I think Joe's might be AI is just because the title.
Follow us on social media. Rate our podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate the support. Email us your stories.
Yes.
And we're excited to bring you guys another episode next week.
Let's go. Internet Frenzies on three.
Let's go.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
Later. Don't copy me, Marley.
You don't copy me, Winnie.
Bye.
Bye.